Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode where we break down what's going on this week in marketing and business and in life. And then we still have our short Ask Us Anything later in the week and our big tips episode at the end of the week. So what's going on this week? Well, the rise in digital ad costs is starting. Yes, because of the upcoming presidential election in November 5th and the massive amount of money that both parties are pouring into ads online, digital ads online, they're not just gobbling up inventory that's about political stuff. They're gobbling up all sorts of inventory, and it is driving up ad costs for business-to-business marketers and consumer marketers. And the reason this is so important is if you're not paying attention to your search ad costs, your display ad costs, your social media paid ad costs, you're going to be paying more. Your cost per acquisition is going to be going higher. And eMarketer just released some data on this. The impact is supposed to really start a few weeks from now, but it's already kicking in. Marketers are starting to see a 15 to 50% increase in CPMs and CPCs, cost per clicks, for paid social, connected TV, and all sorts of other display ad units online. And this is going to continue at least through November 5th. So you got to be very, very careful. And if you are marketing in any of the key battleground states like North Carolina or Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Florida, any of these places, your budget increases actually will go even higher. So be aware starting now of any ads you're running and the costs. So what else is going on? Well, Design Rush just released some data, which is really interesting for business-to-business marketers, about what's going on the weekends. So often, business marketers avoid Saturday and Sunday for a lot of ads that they're running, promotions they're doing, or email marketing that they're doing. Well, what's really interesting, the data that just came out, is that there's been a 23% increase in weekend traffic from VP level and above contacts. Vice presidents, CMOs, CIOs, CFOs, CEOs. According to the reports, not only are there more clicks on ads, clicks on organic articles, but also according to World Data Research, email marketing targeting VP level and above on the weekends has also seen a 38% increase in email open rates over the last 6 months. And the reports are also showing not only is the traffic up, but the sessions when these contacts actually get to the sites is longer and they're generating higher conversion rates than they had in the past. So if you've avoided Saturday and Sundays, you really want to look at some of your executive level contacts and be testing into that because the performance has changed. We've all changed the way that we're interacting with stuff. So what else is going on? Well, in this sucks news, I just saw that Tupperware went bankrupt. That stinks. You know, Tupperware brands, you know, the plastic thing that we all stick our leftovers in, they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy this week, listing $500 million to $1 billion in estimated assets with over $1 billion to $10 billion in liabilities. I mean, here's the problem. You go in the supermarket and you buy what you think is kind of Tupperware, but it's probably 17 other brands that have just ripped off Tupperware over the years. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I feel like I have Tupperware in my house. You know what else I saw, which is pretty wild? I saw that Amazon has filed for 9,000 AI patents. That's crazy. These like big tech companies are going to be dominating AI. All right. In completely useless news, but really probably the most important thing I absolutely have said so far in this thing. This is important. So Perfect Couple, which is the number one show on Netflix right now, that's that like limited series with Nicole Kidman and Liev Schreiber. It's awesome. It's like this murder mystery. If you haven't watched it, Perfect Couple is great, but who cares? This is the important thing. They asked Nicole Kidman this week, okay, will there be a season two of Perfect Couple? And this is what Nicole Kidman just said. She said, I think it is ripe for more. I think there's still an enormous amount of this story, an enormous amount of future for this. I feel like that means we're getting a season two. This is great news. What else is useless that's going on? Do you know about Mudang? I'm probably saying that wrong. Mudang is the baby hippo in Thailand, okay, that has taken over the internet. This is wild. This video on TikTok of this baby hippo in Thailand, Mudang, was taken by its caretaker and posted on TikTok. And the thing went viral, got 33 million views, okay, more than 2 million likes in like a few days. And Mudang, if you want to get really upset about trying to grow your followers on social media, this baby hippo named Mudang has 2.7 million followers now. What is going on the planet that we are following baby hippos? Mudang is very popular. So anyway, that's what's going on. I hope you check out our Ask Us Anything later in the week. And listen, Guru Conference is now only days away, the world's largest email event. It is virtual. It is free. It is going to be wild. We are about to close down registration. If you go to guruconference.com, you can register. I will be there. Sarah Jessica Parker will be there. Mudang will not be there, sadly. Anyway, hope to see you there. Later.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.